Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self Mastery. I am your hosting guide, Jojapan Maria and Saroma. And we are coming to the final weeks of May 2021. And it definitely has been a time of turning point. There is, just like what is happening naturally in the Northern Hemisphere, the blossoming of things, and that's in both our personal life, it could be in our professional life, and definitely in the times that we are moving through. I'm really, really excited to be here and talking to you about my theme for the month, Coming Home to You, because I think that this notion of us really being in the truth of who we are is more important now than ever. But first, just a reminder that if you are listening in live, you can listen to this phone number if you have a problem with your internet. It is area code 563-999-3089. I don't take questions during my spiritual spills, but if you do have a question or you want to make a comment, you're welcome to do that in the following ways. You can go to my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio. I also have a Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Supporters, which you're welcome to join. My website, which is www.wisdomwalk2selfmastery.com, and in the comment section below this YouTube. And if you're listening in, my YouTube channel is Wisdom Walk 2 Self Mastery. So right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure of being human. So tonight, my focus is going to be on talking about the journey home to you. But as always, I'm going to begin my program by honoring the ancestors, those people whose shoulders we're standing upon, for whom we wouldn't be here without. And even though there may have been ancestors who disappointed us, betrayed us, hurt us, they still are important in helping us get to the truth of who we are. And once they've crossed over, they become incredible guides, especially for keeping us out of what would bring us unhappy consequences. So we honor those dark ancestors, those black sheep in the family, but we also, of course, embrace the ones who did teach us a good way to go, a wonderful way to go, to teach us about faith and hope. And so tonight, I do want to call them out. I want to call out those ancestors who really gave us the example of someone transforming their authentic self, someone going on a journey to become the truth of who they are. So think about that. And if you weren't blood related to them, it could be a celebrity or a historical figure that you admire. And we're going to call on these ancestors and we're going to thank them because we need all the help we can get. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call on the ancestors. Creator, these emissaries of yours are so important to us navigating through such a powerful time, such a powerful new age. And so we're so grateful that they can be present to us in our time of need. And so we say, ancestors, 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 those of you who have modeled the truth of how the universe works, that we can start out not knowing the truth of who we are, but we can grow back into it. And so we're calling on you for your knowledge, your wisdom, your love, your support, your guidance to help us if we are living the lie to become conscious of that and to know that we can change. If we are living our truth but not big enough, to give us the guidance, give us a push to get bigger. And ancestors, please know that we are always welcome to you and open to you for the help that you can give. We don't understand it, but we definitely are willing to receive it. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. And Creator, I again thank you for the blessing of the ancestors. In the name of all that is holy, I say amen. Ashe Aho Asa, Shinga Bisliva, and so it is. Elementally, I'm going to give you the information for this week, but I'll talk about, because I won't be doing live broadcasts for the last 2 weeks of May, but I am going to do some special video for you. But this week, on Friday the 14th, we rolled into a mineral week here in this Earth month of May, and the opportunity is about remembering your purpose. Yes, right on time for what I'm talking about this month. Allow the power of love to remind you of whom you truly are, what you really want to do, have, and be in your life. Follow your heart and soul, and take the necessary risk to experience your true power and uniqueness. And so in doing that, you want to avoid the following: choosing to stay in confusion, engaging in melodramas, taking on problems and challenges that you have the ability to tackle, but which are not for you to tackle, and because they're not in alignment with your higher purpose. Yes. That fear of failure, yes, stay away from that. And last but not least, procrastinating. And procrastinating really is a combination of the fear, trying to live in the future and figure out how it's going to all work. And so when we just open ourselves up and say, you know what, I just need to learn. I just need to learn whether or not this can happen. And I'm going to take one step today toward being in the truth of who I am. Yeah. So over the next three Fridays, we'll be moving into the energies of water on the 21st, nature on the 28th, and I won't broadcast until after the 4th, and so that will be another mineral, another remembering of purpose in 2 weeks. Yeah, so then you know this is really up with the universe right now. And again, I will make a separate video to share all of that. And my YouTube channel, again, is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Please subscribe, hit the bell so that I can get over 1,000 subscriptions by the end of the year. I'm going to get this information broadcast out to many, many more people. Now, astrologically, there's a little bit of a pause. Yeah, and in this very, very powerful month with some big, big transits in it, but we get a little bit of pause, and I also will do separate videos, special videos on the astrology from today through to May the 31st, because it really is big. But I do want to just remind you that we have these out-of-bounds planets going on. That's Mercury, Venus, Mars, and the Moon, out of bounds with the sun's alignment and the pull. And so they're able to do whatever they want. And what that means is that we do have something very, very special going on right now. There's something special going on right now. And I believe that, you know, this tragedy in India, what's happened in India at a time when some other countries are pulling out of the COVID-19 in the way that it was last year this time. But it's an unfortunate and tragic reminder to us that, you know, we're really all in this together, and you can't, you know, treat members of your society like they don't matter, because obviously they do. And so it's a really big call to all of us to really accept that COVID is no joke. As long as there's one country, one city grappling with it, we're all grappling with it. So, you know, there's something special that's going on. Isn't just about wonderful things, but it's also these tragic things. You know, Israel and Palestine's another hot spot. But out of this, we need to look for what is the real, real message that we need to be embracing about the truth of who we are as human beings and how we need to be treating each other and how we need to be accepting that we're in this together. We need each other, and we got to figure out how to support each other and sustain each other and stop treating each other like we're disposable. So I did want you to know that on the 17th we get Venus conjuncting the North Node, and that on May 20th the Gemini season starts. And the Venus conjuncting the North Node, where Gemini is already, and from one of my favorite astrologers, Astro Butterfly, she says, yeah, you know, when Mercury moved into the North Node on May 10th, that was like, okay, the thought piece, because the North Node, again, is the place of our destined path, where it is that we're moving toward. And she says this, which I thought was really important to share. Now that Venus joins the North Node in the same degree of Gemini, we will be like, wait a minute, that idea, that thought, that opportunity I was presented last week is really something. It actually feels right. Yes. It is a bit frightening, but there's also a feeling of rightness. I have those butterflies in the stomach that tell me, yes, this time I'm on to something. And I just love, love, love that. And that is a feeling I definitely have, and I'm sure many others of you out there, or if you're thinking that, that's not really happening. No, it's really happening. So Venus in the North Node, a real wake-up call for the fact that you've been given an opportunity and it's time to jump on it. So again, I will be doing a special video with just the astrology, and I'll get that out this week, but it'll encompass from today through to May 31st, because we have a full moon coming up in Sagittarius. Mercury is going retrograde at the end of this week. And and we have an eclipse. There's a lunar eclipse that happens with the full moon. So it's a good, powerful time. And I definitely will share that with you. As always, a reminder that next Saturday we have May 22nd, which is our Earth Day for the month. Yes, yes, yes. And as always, I am asking you to remember that we can, together in small ways that compound over time, really get a handle on how to be responsible for taking care of this planet for the generations that come after. So again, cut down on your use of plastic and paper. Stay mindful of your use of your fossil fuel power car. Recycle, especially when you think you can't or don't or shouldn't. And again, know that this earth is aligned with us and wants us to be here. And so it needs us to honor it and how and what it needs so that it can be here. So we need to be in partnership with the earth, honoring the earth, so that, again, this can be a place that seven generations after us get to live in beauty and health and love. Ashe. Happy Earth Day. So moving into what I want to talk about and conclude in my talk about coming home to you, I'm going to do a little review about the authentic self and the inauthentic self. Also breeze over, again, why it's so essential to come home to the truth of who you are at this time. And then I'm going to talk about the journey of coming home to you. My quote for this evening, which I almost misplaced, so here it is. It comes from a young man, and I know I might say his name incorrectly, but it's Romuald Dezimo. And he wrote a book called Come Home to Yourself. Yeah, it's an article called Come Home to Yourself. And I'll leave the website. It's through Medium. In the description box below this and try to post it on my Facebook page. But Romuald says, it takes a lot of courage to take the long journey back home. But when you finally get home, your choices will be clear and your adventures filled with meaning. Being one with yourself is the most important thing you'll need to create success all areas of your life. Ashe. So, coming home to you, why it's so essential. Not only is it about this incredible new age, new evolutionary place that we have stepped into as human beings, and what you call the age of Aquarius, or the time of the sixth sun. It's also called the Age of Illumination. But there is this breaking down, breaking away, this dissolution of the dominance dynamic. And that's not just between men and women, but it's also between who has money, who doesn't, and who has more education, and who doesn't have any education, you know, because one thing COVID taught us is that, right, people considered low paying workers, you know, ground workers, hand workers, became the most important people on the planet and still are. And that needs to be remembered because without them, we wouldn't have been eating, we wouldn't have been sleeping, there would have been no garbage picked up. I mean, nobody helped in the hospitals. I mean, you know, bathrooms not cleaned in the hospital. I mean, these are the real, real heroes of this time. And so huge lesson. And, you know, the universe is putting that cosmic flashlight on us to say, okay, as things shift out, are you going to shift back You're going to keep treating them like they're disposable? What you going to do, you know? So this has moved into our consciousness in a way we never thought could happen, and it has. And that's why really becoming authentic is so important, because it can no longer be about how much money I make, how much education I have, where I'm living, who I know. None of that external stuff matters. It really, really is about who are you? Who are you? Some of the other things I mentioned is being released from the industrialized model of work. Again, you know, integration of family life into work thanks to Zoom. You know, we've got some major shifts going on here. And so we have to really embrace, accept and embrace that we're in a time where authenticity, being who you really are, is important. It's no longer an afterthought or I'll do that in the next century. No, it's time to do it now. So here's some things I said about your authentic self, living your truth. You're existing from your unique understanding of who you are and why you exist before you were conditioned to believe what others told you. You do things that align you with your heart's desires, with following your heart and progressing toward your castles in the sky. Gary Zukav in his masterpiece, Seed of the Soul, says the authentic power is the alignment between your personality and your soul. Yeah, love that. Again, letting go of being a martyr, sacrificing your passions and dreams so somebody will think you're good, right, or normal, and then having that courage to show up and be who it is that you know that you are without being attached to how others will react. And I gave the example of the great Sammy Davis Jr. and his theme song, I Gotta Be Me. Yeah. Then I talked about the inauthentic self and the consequences of living the lie, which are you cannot feel good about yourself because you're in conflict with your personality and your soul. You're going against your sacred contract, and that never feels good. You become resentful of those who you believe you have to sacrifice your passion and your dreams for because you want to blame somebody, right? You unconsciously transfer your misery and your pain, especially onto those you love. You become invisible or unavailable to those who support you in your truth. You lose the ability to be trustworthy to others and to yourself. You're more at risk of sedating yourself through addiction and addictive behaviors. And also, chronic emotional and physical ailments can arise. Yeah. So I made my case for why we need to be authentic. And now I want to talk about the journey to coming home to yourself. And there are two movies that I love that do this so well. And one I talk about a lot. And people that know me know I talk about the other one pretty much too. But the two movies are The Wizard of Oz and Inception. Yeah, I see Inception as just a dated version of The Wizard of Oz. And these stories have some great wisdom in them for us. And so I've outlined six of the pieces of wisdom in those two journey movies, the journeys of going home. And I think that this is what it's important for us to remember. So first, it's a healing journey. What does that mean? That means that where and how we start off is not going to be where we end up. We're going to grow. We're going to heal. We're going to become something more, okay? So it's a journey that we take with reverence. Becoming our authentic self is sacred, and so we have to have reverence for it. What that means is there's no roadmap. You can't make it up. You can't figure it out. So then you're like, well, Jennifer, then how do I do it? Well, you just have to be willing. You have to be willing. And what are you willing? You're willing not only to take the journey, but to let go and leave behind the lie. Leave behind who it is that you're not. Doing things that you're not supposed to do because you've outgrown them or they're just were never aligned with your personality and your soul. That's the level of faith and trust that you have to have. And that's the kind of journey this is. That's what I mean when I say it's sacred. There's no roadmap. You have to just put one foot in front of the other. Next, You got to throw out the clock. You got to throw out the clock. It's going to take as much time as it needs to. You can't say, okay, 3 months, and don't let somebody sell that to you. Oh, in 3 months, you will become your authentic self. As soon as you hear that, run in the other direction, because that's what somebody wants to sell, tapping into your fear about how much time it might take and trying to sell you something that ain't real. It takes as much time as it needs. The most important thing is to be on the journey. You will get to your goal and your endpoint. That's a given. See, that's a beautiful thing about this. When you say, yes, I want to become my authentic self, I want to stop living the lie, I want to let go of all this stuff, as soon as you do that, you got it, man. The universe has given it to you, but you got to go on the journey. You got to earn it. You know, that commercial years ago, the money thing, you got to earn it. Yeah. So you have to earn getting there. So throw out the clock. Do yourself a big favor. Next, look for and connect with those who can support you. And you know what I mean. Stop taking on connecting with people who you got to take care of or people you got to put on your back. Like, oh, come on, you can come with me, but I'll carry you across the river, you know. No. You got to have people like, again, in The Wizard of Oz, right? She meet up with that scarecrow right away, and he's like, hey, I can't think much. I ain't got too much brain, but, you know, I'm going to hang in there. I'm good to do that, and I got to go see that wizard. I want to see him, and I'm gonna support you all I can, you know. I mean, you want somebody like that. And in Inception, you know, the first time when we meet the main character, he did a job that screwed up. And so the guy who hires him says, take time and make better choices. Choose your team wisely this time. Meaning, like, really, really get people that you can depend on. And on your journey to becoming yourself, you want to be surrounded by people who also want to become themselves. Because, like, everybody in The Wizard of Oz wants to get to the wizard, right? To get, what, a heart, a brain, you know? Like, they want to be real. And so that's what you want. You want people who want what you are after as well. Do not take on people who are, well, I don't know, maybe being authentic. I don't know. That's not somebody who supports you, and you stay away from that. Stay away. That's not a support. So really, this is a really, really important piece, because a lot of people will be on this journey, and they think they're doing everything they can, and they get really frustrated and upset. And when I sit down and I talk to them and I say, well, who are the people in your inner temple? Who are the people that you talk to most of the time or around you, giving you guidance in this? And when they start to listen to that, they realize, they don't believe me. There you go. Or they're scared, and they're transferring that scare or that pain onto me. Those are not the people you want to be around. No, not at all. I can't stress that enough. Next, you have to accept that the unexpected will occur on this journey. Yeah, you know, the beautiful thing in Inception is they planned out for months and months. And you got all the details together. The team's all ready to go in, right? First thing that happens, a train comes down the street. Bam, knocks it all off, man. They have to recombobulate, you know, reconfigure. And the greatest line ever is when he says, downwards is the only way forward. Yeah. And it's a beautiful, beautiful symbol of and how the filmmaker got that when you're on this journey, you're going to keep going down into deeper and deeper levels to uncover your true self. And you don't get it by just sitting back and watching. You got to go through the experience. You got to get to see the lie. You got to experience the lie, you know, and you also have to experience the truth. You know, you got to go down to experience what is really real for you. So again, accepting that the unexpected will occur and having your cowardly lion, you know, who turns into your courageous lion along with you. And then last but not least, so important, you have to stay focused on your goal. And that goal is to return home to your authentic self. Every time, and I should go through The Wizard of Oz and I should count how many times Dorothy says, I want to go home. I want to go home. And the same thing in Inception. He's like, I want to get home to my kids. I want to go see my kids. I got to see my kids. I want to go home. So you have to be really clear and give yourself permission to be clear and to be that committed to going home to yourself. So here's a personal growth and healing opportunity for you to tie this all up in a nice little bow. It's a simple earth ritual. So the first thing you're going to do is just consciously set your intention to reclaim your authentic self and stop living the lie. You can write it on a piece of paper. You can write a poem or a song, however, but set that, consciously do it. So usually you write it out or you can speak it into a recorder, whatever. But experience yourself saying, I'm ready to go home. Okay. Next, prepare an earth offering. And that can be anything nurturing, generative, organic, and beautiful to pour into or bury into the earth, or you could also put it into the hollow of a tree. Yeah. And in my book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, in the chapter on the Earth Village, I do talk about another, you know, more detail about an earth ritual. But this is a simple one. So it's just saying, okay, I want to offer something to the earth because, yeah, you're going to get something from the earth. So we do reciprocity with elemental entities. And then the ritual piece is that you're going to go out into nature. You're going to find a spot where you can make that offering. And then you're going to sit on the ground and you're going to meditate this. Your life as being your authentic self. Yeah. What will you do? What will you have? How will you be with yourself and others when you are living your truth, when you are living authentically? Yeah. So this will be in the comment section below this, the description box below this YouTube on Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And I know I keep promising to put stuff on Facebook that I will get there and I will put this on because I think it's a really, really important thing for all of us to do at this time. My Sarah saying for the night is the same one I've used for the last three broadcasts because it's so powerful and so wonderful, and she really got this, which is, it's never too late to become the best version of yourself. Ashe. Thank you. Thank you, Mama Sarah. So with that, I am closing out tonight, as always, thanking my wonderful, wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. They completed the Ramadan season on a very high note, so I'm very happy for them and grateful for that. To all my regular listeners out there and my regular watchers, and to all those who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are, and you who are my family on both coasts, east and west, to my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters like Asu and Ina around the world, and all those who may be listening or watching for the first time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without you. And I do ask, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to my channel, hit the bell, so that you get all of what I put out there, especially the elemental wisdom and the astrology that I'll be posting over the next week. A book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kindle, and other online booksellers. And I consider it a great resource for those of us who want to maintain our spiritual intelligence and emotional intelligence, but also for all of us who are becoming more of the truth of who we really are. Shay. Now, my next live broadcast will be on June the 6th, but I will be rebroadcasting the first and the last of the broadcast from May for you over the next two Sundays. So you can still get your JoJapa fix, even though I won't be doing it live. And again, the YouTubes will be up and available. I have to admit, I am behind. I'm behind like four, probably this makes five. but I'm going to remedy that, and I have time, good breaks coming up this week, and I'll be able to make that, I'll get that done before the end of May. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please have a very safe, healthy, and happy mineral week. Remember your purpose. We're not out of COVID yet. Like I said, one country, one city, one town still grappling with this. That means we all are grappling with it. So honor those people who are going through such a horrendous time right now. And it's not just in India. You know, Latin America, South America, you know, other places around the world are really having really difficult times. So please continue, even if you've been vaccinated, to wear your mask, be appropriate, do your social distancing, wash your hands, use sanitizer, and pray, most importantly. Pray, especially for the people in India and other places that are struggling. And know that together as a global community, we will get through this. We will get through this. And then I want to say to all of those who have been in a position in your life where you've felt disposable, that you've been treated like a number if you were in prison, or if you were in a situation where you were ill and not able to, you know, really get connected to life in the way that you'd like, please know you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.